Okay, today's daf is Vachem Daf Lamed, and we are on Chav Tes Amid Beis. At the bottom, we'll start with the beginning of the Gemara. The Mishnah that we had on Chav Tes Amid Beis spoke all about all the different examples of how one creates pigol within the framework of Yatir Hamatir Kimitzvasa, which means, as we mentioned in the past, this is the Mishnah right here that discusses that principle. Pigol only works, meaning it's not good to have pigol, but pigol only works. It accomplishes the thought of a Kohen to do something, Shalom Bismano, only works if everything else is perfect. If there's any other problematic thought or problematic part of the Avoda, then it's not Pigol. Pigol requires a background of perfection in the rest of the Avoda, and then it can achieve its status of Pigol. So that's what the Mishnah quoted. So the Gemara Mishnah, at the end of its discussion, quoted the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, though. Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Yehuda says it depends on the order of the thoughts. If you think Pigol before you think other thoughts, then it's still Pigol, even if the background avoda is not perfect. Meaning, if I think during Shechita a Pigol thought to do the Zrika Shalom Bismano, and then during the Kabbalah, I think I'm going to do an Achila Shalom Bimkoma. So some other type of thought, so that's okay. Rabbi Yehuda says, once something is pigol, it's pigol. You can't uproot the fact that you already thought pigol. When do you say that there's a problem? Only if you have a different thought before you have the pigol thought. That's against the Tanakhama, who said that no matter what, throughout the process, even if pigol comes first, you could uproot it with the following puzzle thought, a different thought. So that was the machlokas that the Gemara quoted, the Mishnah quoted at the end of the Mishnah, and that's what the Gemara is going to comment on right now. So Amar Ilfa. Machlokas right here. Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan. Good friends. Ilfa says, Machlokas b'shtei avodos. The machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, whether we say that if you have a pigol thought first, that is enough to call it pigol, even if you mess up afterwards with a different machshava, that machlokas is only in two different avodos. Shechita and Kabbalah. Kabbalah and Zrika. Two different avodos, then you have a machlokas. That's where Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what? If you think about pigol first, that it's pigol and you can't ruin it afterwards. Avol ba'avoda achas, divrei akol iruv machshavos havi. But if it's all within one avoda, at the beginning of the shechita I have a pigol thought, and towards the end of the shechita I have a pasul thought, a chuslim komo, some other type of problematic thought. So in that case, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that Eruv Machshavos Havi, it's a mixture of thoughts, and it does not become pigol first, because it's too close together. It didn't have time to first achieve the status of pigol, and then prevent itself from being ruined from that status of pigol. If it's all within the same avoda, says Ilfa, Rabbi Yehuda would agree. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Af ba'avoda achas machlokas. Even within one avoda, within the same avoda, you have a pigol thought than a different thought, Rabbi Yehuda still holds that's pigol. It's good enough, even though it's all together, it's still considered a pigol thought enough to hold up against other thoughts. That's the machlokas, Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan. So bishta male Ilfa. According to Ilfa, I understand the flow of the Mishnah. Mi deresha b'shtei avodos, stefanami b'shtei avodos. The whole first half of the Mishnah, the first 15 lines of the Mishnah, gave examples about different thoughts in different avodos. So you know that's a continuation to the end of the Mishnah, where the discussion is two different avodos. That's the machlokas. But elal Rabbi Yochanan, reisha b'shtei avodos, v'sefa b'avoda achas. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, the whole first 15-20 lines of the Mishnah is all about two different avodos. And then all of a sudden, the second line of machlokas is even about avoda achas. It's for sure about two avodos. But Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush is, it's even about avoda achas. Even within one avoda, if I have a pigol thought and a different thought, that's enough to establish it as pigol. So the Gemara says, that's okay. Reisha b'shtei avodos, seifa bein b'avoda achas, bein b'shtei avodos. Yeah, even though the seifa is about an additional case, right? It's not so bad, says the Gemara. It's not about switching cases, it's adding a case. And the first examples, thank you, were about two avodos, and the second one is even about avoda achas. Okay, not so bad, says the Gemara. Okay, part one. Next. Tanan, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Zeh HaKlal. Now we quote the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Beferish. This is the rule. Im Machsheves HaZman Kadam Al Machsheves HaMakom, Pigol V'Chayav Al Kares. If the Machsheves HaZman, meaning the pigol thought, came before the Machsheves HaMakom, which we have called the Pasul thought, just to review, I've mentioned that a few times already today, but just to clarify again, pigol is only Chutz L'Zmano. Even though we had a girsa in Rashi a couple of days ago, where the Rashi had a questionable girsa, maybe calling pigol pasul and pasul pigol. That was Rashi on Chaf Vav Chafhei Amabez, he had a little discussion of it, and another Gemara is, but Pashtus, Pigol is Chus Lazmano. We want to do an Achila after its time, either an Achilas Mizbeach, which is a Zrika, or an Achilas Adam, which is in eating, or it's another Achilas Mizbeach, which is a Haktara. Any of those Chutz Lazmano, that's called Pigol. Anything Chutz Lamkomo, you want to do it in the wrong spot, that's called Pasol. That does not achieve, that's not called Pigol, and if you eat that, there's no Chiv Karis. Psukim in Parshas Tzav. So, the Rebbe Yehuda says, if I thought about Chutz Lazmano before Chutz Lamkomo, it's called Pigol. So, which is against the Tanakama. So, Bishlamal, Rebbe Yochanan, Hainu Dusan Izaklal. According to Rebbe Yochanan, who says that the Machlokes between Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanan is even in one avoda, then you know this extra line of this is the rule, Zaklal, dot, dot, dot. What is that including? Zaklal lines are always including something. That's including even one avoda. Elala Ilfa, my Zaklal. But according to Ilfa, if it's only about two avodas, what's Zaklal? The Gemara already said it, the Mishnah said it. The Mishnah said that there's a Machlokes, so if it's only in one case, then we don't need to add on an extra line. Kasha. So no answer given to the question on Ilfa. Okay, next. Tanan Hasam. So now we have a Mishnah from Maseches Temura quoted here, which we're going to relate to our discussion. Says the Mishnah, Harezu Temuras Olat Rushlamim. Somebody says that, I'm sorry, give me a Rambam Karbonus. Maybe it's Avoda. Says the Mishnah. Harezu Temuras Olat Rushlamim. Says the Mishnah, if somebody has an animal in front of them, and it's a karbon, and they want to be meimir. They want to substitute their animal for a chulin animal. So we know that is an issur d'oraisa called temura. You're not allowed to substitute a karbon that already is, has this kedushas karbon for an animal that's chulin. You're not allowed to do that. Even if it's a better animal, even if I was makdash a sheep, and now I want to give a cow, so that's an issur d'oraisa. And there's also a mitzvah against my will, via hu smaraso yeh kodesh. They're both going to be kodesh. But says the Mishnah, let's say a person says this lashon. This is Temuras Ola, thank you. Temuras Ola, Temuras Shlamim. So the halacha is Harezu Temuras Ola. It becomes a Temura, it becomes a Temura of the Ola. Why? Because that's what you said first. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The pashas of Rabbi Meir is that you, what's called tfos lashon rishon, you go after the first lashon that a person says, and if a person says, this is a temuras ola, temuras shlamim, what's he trying to say? Is he trying to say it's half and half? No. Says Rabbi Meir, we assume this has the status of temuras ola. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it depends. In lakakas kavin tchila, if this is what he had in mind, he wanted it to be half and half. So then, hoel v'i efshar, lahosi shtei shemos, ka'achas, devarav kayamin. It's impossible to say two things at the same time. We are not a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Kaddish Baruch Hu could say two things at the same time. Chazal say, every time you had an asein alos, asein the Torah, Kaddish Baruch Hu really said it at the same time. It says, lo silva shanez, gedilam tasalacha. It's all said at the same time. Zachar v'shamar, Kaddish Baruch Hu said it at the same time. So that's why it's asein dochalos asein, because he said it at the same time. So that is like what a Kaddish Baruch Hu could do. But a person can't do that. So if I want to say two things at the same time, I have to say it one right after another. So says Rabbi Yossi, really the person wanted this animal to be half and half. Half Kedushas Ola, half Kedushas Shlamim. But he couldn't get the words out. So what did he say? He said one after another. But since it's impossible, but he really wanted it to be half and half, Dvarav Kayamin. We say that his words stick. So what? Therefore what? Therefore, what do? You take this animal, you let it get a mum, you let it graze till it gets a mum, and once it gets a mum, then you're allowed to sell it, that's psuli hamagashim, and you use half the money that you get for an ola, and half the money that you get for a shlamim. That's what Dvarav Kayamin means. But the im misha amar harezu tumuras ola. But Rabbi Yossi does agree, if I say tumuras ola, and then I change my mind, nimlach va'amar harezu tumuras shlamim, harezu ola. But if I already first say Ola, and then I want to switch to Shlamim, so then I cannot do that. It already is a Temuras Ola. So that is a Machlokas in the Mishnah. We'll get more about it. Let's do two more lines, and then we'll talk about that Machlokas. Ibai Lehu. Harezu Temuras Ola Vishlamim Mahu. What about if you leave out the second word, Temura? You just say Temuras Ola Vishlamim. Even if Rabbi Meir wants to say, why does Rabbi Meir say that it's only Tzmurat Olam and Torah Shlamim? Because we assume that he's changing, Rabbi Meir does not let you change your mind. We don't assume that you wanted to say it at the same time. We're assuming that you're changing your mind there. So what if you left out the word Tzmurat? Tzmurat Olam and Torah Shlamim sounds like you're changing your mind. It's a whole new phrase. But if you say Tzmurat Olam Vishlamim, so does he agree there that you really just wanted to say them at the same time, you just couldn't get the words out at the same second? So there Rabbi Meir would agree? And what about Lachsos Mahu? Even if you want to say he would not agree there, and even in the case of Tmuras Ola Vishlamim, he would say that it's only Tmuras Ola. What if he says Lachatzos? If he starts off by saying this animal should be half Ola, half Shlamim. So there you see that he's explicitly not changing his mind. So the Gemara here is really asking, what is the root shita of Rabbi Meir? Is it Dafka because we think you're changing your mind that here there's no chash that he's changing his mind because he started off by saying half and half? Or is there something deeper in Reb Meir that once you say a certain animal, you can't go for another animal, even if you started off by saying lachzos? So that last point is a machlokas. Amar Abaya, Bahavadi Modi Reb Meir. Reb Meir says for sure Reb Meir agrees there. In the case of lachzos, for sure Reb Meir agrees that it's a dvar of kayamin, that it's half and half, because that's what you forecast originally. You say lachzos, chatzi chatzi. Rava amar adayin hi machlokas. And Rava says, no, even that case is a machlokas. Seems like it's a fundamental machlokas. What is the svara of Rabbi Meir? It's not just mitam chazara. That's what Abaya might hold. Of course, here he's not being retracting. Rava says, no, there's something more fundamental about the shita of Rabbi Meir that does not allow you to have two kedushos to be chal on this animal of tamura. Okay, a couple of important discussions that we've shown him on this Mishnah in Tmura and on this Gemara. First of all, the Rishonim here discussed the sugya of toch kedei dibur, retracting on something within a few seconds that I have done it. So this comes up in many places. Comes up by, we just had it, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. If I say the words, Hamachazir Baruch Atah Hashem, right? If I remember that I forgot Yalav Yavo, if I forget Aladisim, if I remember Hamel Hakadosh, all of those, the halach is generally that you get what if unless one said an extra Shem Hashem, but Baruch Atah Hashem Hakal Hakadosh Hamel Hakadosh, and I'm allowed to retract within Tokeh Dibur or Kinyanim, general Kinyan. If I make a Kinyan, I'm allowed to retract Tokeh Dibur by one type of Kinyan, Chalipin. You even have a little bit longer than that, Asukin Boso Inyan. But generally, you have Tokeh Dibur. So why am I allowed to retract Tokeh Dibur? I finished saying something. I said Hakel HaKadosh. Why am I allowed to go back? Hamel HaKadosh. Why am I allowed to go back? Which we're going to relate then to Hektish in a second. So that is a major machlokas Rishonim. Most Rishonim assume that this is a Din D'Oraisa. Tokeh Dibur is a Din D'Oraisa. Why? Why are you allowed to retract? So the Ritva's Lashon in Nedarim, maybe we'll have a shiur about this at some point, a Tuesday night shiur, the Ritva's Lashon in Nedarim Daf Pei Zayin, where Tokeh Dibur comes up, the Ein Tzarech B'Kol Zeh, we'll see what he was talking about, Ella, Shechachamim Amru, Shekedei Shir Zeh, he uses the Lashon of Chachamim, but mostly it might be the Chachamim explaining the Din D'Oraisa. They just figured out how much is Tokeh Dibur. Shekedei Shir Zeh, Rechushei Mirachshon Sifvasei Dibur Rishon. It's as if his lips are moving from what he said 2 seconds ago. Uki'ilu hu medaber adayin. It's as if he's still talking. After I say something, for 2 seconds after I finish talking, it's as if my mouth is still moving. Right? It's like if you interrupt me the second after I say something, so you're impinging onto my word space. Says the Ritva, very lundish. After, you don't look at a person's speech in terms of only the words that he says. It's surrounded by a few seconds afterwards that's still considered his time. As the Achronim explain this idea, how do we measure time? We measure it in halachic increments. And once you talk, we give you a little flexibility, a little wiggle room after one speaks. That's still called dibur. And therefore, if you're still talking, you're allowed to go back from what you were saying, because you're still talking, even a few seconds afterwards. So the Ritva says, right here in Adarim, and the Achronim say, that is as if you're still talking, and therefore one is allowed to retract. Other Rishonim say it has to be even more expansive than just a koach ability that you're still speaking so you can retract, because the Gemara in Adarim Daf Pei Zayin applies this to a case that doesn't have to do with Dibur. We mentioned this in the past. The Gemara in Adarim Pei Zayin says that somebody hears that they lost their relative. So they do kriya. They do kriya. They tear their garment in mitzvah derabbanan to tear their beged. And they find out a second after they tore that their relative hadn't died before they tore kriya. It was a mistake. They had almost died. But the second that they tore kriya, they find out that their relative died. So the Gemara says, you don't have to tear kriya again. You were yotze. You were yotze. You tore kriya before the guy died. How's it possible that you were yotze? You're kriya. It was beforehand. Otherwise, it's token of divor. Token of divor is good enough. Token of divor? You're not telling to do with talking. So you see from that Gemara clearly, the token of divor isn't just a schus chazara of going back on the daraisa level because it's still as if you're talking. There's something about measuring time. And time is measured in halachic increments. And therefore, as long as something took place in the same halachic increment, that's good enough. Even if it's like to do with dibor. It has to do with doing kriyon on a relative that died. That's good enough, says the Gemara in Nadar. Who argues on all of this? Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is the one that says that all of Tokel Dibur is a Takana Durabanan. It's Rabbeinu Takana. After all, says Rabbeinu Tam, what's going to be? You're in the beat, going to be in the marketplace, you're about to make a sale, and all of a sudden you see your Rebbe walk by, so you're about to make a sale, and you have to stop and say, Rebbe, how are you? How's everything? Shomalacha Rabbi Mori. If you go do that, then the guy who you're selling it to is going to think that, okay, you're finished with the sale. It's a done deal. And he's not going to be able to, or what? You're not going to want to say hello to your Rebbe because you're not going to want him to guide. So that's also not good. So Rabbeinu Tam says you have to give people flexibility to say hello to the Rebbeim. Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. So that is why Chazal said that even though the act is finished really, the Dibur is finished, you have a few extra seconds in order to be able to say hello to your Rebbe. That Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in various Rishonim. It's quoted here in the Ran, in Nedar Madat Pezayin. The Toga Dibur Kedibur Dabri Takantahu Tatikin Rabbanon Mishum Talmud Halokeach Mekach Upagabo Rabbo Sheyuch Alitin Lo Shalom Vehishru Midosem Bechol Mili. And Chazal said that, you know what, not only by selling something to your Rebbe, once they said that you're going to have this flexible few seconds, so they said it in every case. That is what Rabbeinu Tam says. Rov Rishonim argue on Rabbeinu Tam. Because they say, how could the Chachamim be Oker Dvarim Daraisa Kumvaseh? Right, what's an example of Tokel Dibur? I did a Kenyan, and then I'm finished the Kenyan, and now I could be Oker it. Tokel Dibur? You already did the Kenyan Daraisa. Midrabanan, you're being Oker something, but Kumvaseh, how could that be? You find it by other examples as well. So Rov Rishonim assume that no, it's a din daraisa like the Ritva said, like the Ramban, the grand Rebbe of the Ritva says. They assume it's a din daraisa. So that is all the sugya of Tokel Dibur, part A. But then we have part B, and that is the Gemara says there are four exceptions to the rule of Tokel Dibur, where Tokel Dibur does not apply, that I cannot retract. The Gemara says, what are the four cases? So this is in the Dharma, it lists off four cases. In Baba Basra, it lists off two cases. But really, it's the two that expand into four. In the Dharma, it says all four cases. Megadef, Avodah Zarah, Mekadesh, and Megaresh. If I curse God, Chas V'Shalom, I'm just joking. No, it doesn't work. Right, I was Megadef already. Chayiv Misa. Avodah Zarah, if I say, you are my God, if I accept a Mekabo Lav Eloka, also you cannot retract, Tokel Dibur, and marriage and divorce. You can't say, all right, Mekudesh Asli, just joking, didn't want to, right? No, it doesn't work. Even Tokel Dibur, those four cases. In Baba Basra, just list off Mekadesh and Avodah Zarah, and we see the other two are included. But these are the four. Why are these four special? So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's easy. It's all Rabbanan, so Chazal did not make their Takana by these things, because they're so serious. But the other Rishonim have to work a little more, but the Ran here also says, people don't, even though you have this halachic increments, people take these acts very seriously, says the Ran. And there's an ome das, we can estimate a person's das, that people are not going to fool around by these things. And once they say it, they say it. That is the Ran right here in Nedarim. So now, with all that background, let's background to our Gemara, our Tosfos. And that is, what about Hekdesh? Can you be Chozer Tokel Dibur when it comes to Hekdesh? So if you look in the Gemara, it's not there. There are four exceptions to the rule that say you're not allowed to be Chozer, but so l'chora you can be Chozer but Tokel Dibur by Hekdesh. So the problem is, a number of Rishonim do not say that, including the Rambam. The Rambam says that you cannot be Chozer from Hekdesh. The Rambam in Maisa Karbanas in Tesvav Aleph, the Rambam says in Maisa Karbanas Tesvav Aleph, that Ha'omer Vlada Shalzu Ola Vihishlamim Dvarav Kayamin. The Chulu, he continues, You want to make a carbon A instead of make a carbon B. That's the sheet of the Rambam. You can't be chozer, but when it comes to hektish, that's the big shayla. And Bali Tosas talk about it wherever this comes up. What do you do with sheetus Rabbi Meir here? If you can't be chozer, but tokei dibur, what's Rabbi Meir talking about? Are you bechalik between tmura and regular hektish? That's a chiddush. To be say such a thing. We have to give a different shot for what Rabbi Meir is talking about. Or maybe it's a machlokes tanaim, and the Rambam's asking that, like the shita that you cannot be chozer, but like the shita of the Rabbanon. Maybe that's it, but either that is the shita of the Rambam right here. Where does he get that from in the Gemara? Maybe this goes on the list of what we discussed way back in Maseches Kiddushin, comparisons between Kiddushin and Hektish. We had various comparisons related to that. The Gemara in Daf Zayin earlier in the Masechta, if you marry half a woman, the Gemara compares it to being Makdash half a carbon. Different comparisons in the Gemara. But that's what the Rav Azia discusses. Where is this in the Gemara? It's only four exceptions. So V'yesh Lomar, no, even though there are four exceptions, you can learn others or other reasons. But is there a Svara? So fine, the problem is, where does he get it from in the Gemara? Is there a Svara? Why can't you be Chozer but by Hektish? Says the Radvaz, Taima, Dekaimalan, Amirasa Lagavoa, Kimisirasa Lahedyot. Because as we know, saying something, giving it to the base of Migdash, is as if you're actually giving it to a Hedyot. You don't need a Maisa Kinyan. Amirasa Lagavoa, Kimisirasa Lahedyot. That's the Radvaz. Ask the Achronim 1 second. Ask the Ksos. But Misirasa Lahedyot, you could also be Chozer Botok de Dibur. Amira by Hektish is like giving it to a Hedyot. But you could be Chozer Bo by giving it to a Hedyot. So what? That you don't need a Maisa Kinyan. Amirasa Lagavoa, Kimisirasa Lahedyot. So you should still be able to be Chozer Bo. So that is the Ksos. Remember, Vachronim, I'll just mention the Ksos, and then we will move on in our discussion. The two discussions in Amud Aleph are right on these lines that we continue. The Ksos in Reishon and Hey says, what's the Radvaz talking about? So what? That if you do an Amira, which translates into a Mesira by Hedyot, you could go back by a Mesira by a Hedyot. Says the Ksos, no, there's something deeper here. Because by a Hedyot, there's usually two ingredients to every Kenyan. You need a Maisa and an Amira. Right, if I just pull something of yours, I wasn't cohen it, unless you say, here you can have it. If I'm selling something to you, if I'm buying something from you, unless there's an Amira also, which tells me what the Maisa is doing, the Maisa is nothing. You need an Amira along with the Maisa. That's why you could be Chozer Bo from the act that you're doing. Kiva de Meshicha eina osa kinyan ela ayide diburo, sha'amar lo kini, yachalach, zatoka de dibur, mi diburo kama. Because you're being chozer from your dibur, asi dibur, mavatel dibur, and then you're left with a maisa that is meaningless by itself. Vavale Meshicha, mesira, below dibur. But by heck, that's by everything. But by hektish, what's the chiddush of Amirasa Lagavoa Kapisirasa Lahedyo? What's the chiddush that the Yerushalmi in Kiddushin, which quotes that? Amirasa Lagavoa Kapisirasa Lahedyo. And the Gemara quotes it. The Yerushalmi quotes the source for it of Lashem Arasu Meloah. Really, everything belongs to Hashem. So when you try to give it back to the base of Mikdash, it's easy. You don't need a Maisa. But what does that mean? It means that your Amira functions as an Amira and a Maisa altogether. I will behektish Amira Dide Maisahu Kimisira. Mishum hachi eno yachal achzerbo. It's not that by usual cases you could remove your amira and therefore you're left with a maisa which is nothing. That's why you could retract. But by hektish, it's your amira is everything. And once you have everything, then you can't retract. It works differently. That he quotes a Rashi and Tamura that quotes this, but that's what he says. He tries to suggest to explain the Radvaz. But that is the Ksos in Reishon and Hey, Os Beis. This is a big discussion whether you can be chozerbo from hektish. Okay, that is one discussion. The other discussion here, you know what, let's do a little bit more, and then maybe we'll come back to the other Tosfos. The Gemara, let's go back, just quoted, Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, and Machlokas Abaya and Rava, how far does Rabbi Meir go? Abaya says that Rabbi Meir would agree in a case where he says lachatzos, at least there, because he forecasts what he wants to do at the beginning of his words, half and half, so that would be good enough to say that this kedusha of this animal, you have to wait till it gets a mum, and then bring half of the money as an ol and half it as a shlamim. And Rava says, no, Rava says, even in that case, Rameir says, you can't split it, it is a tmuras ola. So, Amar Rava la Abaya. Rava tells his good friend Abaya, l'didach da amrit, Bahavadai Moderi Meir, according to you, who says that every mayor would agree by lachatzos, meaning if it's within one, if it's pretty clear that it is split, so then every mayor would agree that It can't be split. Hare shchita dilechilach tzos dami upligi. So the question is, what about shchita? What shchita? Shchita in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if you have a lechol kezayis lamacher kezayis bachutz. Now we're getting back to our Mishnah, right? If it, I think during the shchita that I'm going to think a kezayis, I'm going to eat a kezayis tomorrow and a kezayis bachutz. That's lachzos. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. How do you compare the cases? Tchil lachzos dummy, right across from where we are. Delav meheder emluchei. You're not retracting. If I say I'm going to eat a kezayis tomorrow and a kezayis bachutz, shari kamazesim yeshba v'chad diburahu. Because there are a lot of kezesim in the animal, you're not retracting upligi, and there's still an argument there. And what do we say? Rabbi Yehuda says in that case, tfos lashon rishon, that your pigle thoughts could call it, could make it pigle, and you cannot undo it afterwards with any other thought. And Rabbi Meir, who is the Baal Plugta always of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir says in that case that iruv machshavos, right? That it's you cannot. I'm sorry, not Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, the Gemara is going to say, "V'kamer Rabbi Tfos Lashon Rishon." Rabbi Meir de Timura b'shidas Rabbi Yehuda de Masitzen Koyt. I'm reading b'shmeitzer. Rabbi Meir b'shidas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. Sorry, I forgot. In the continuation, we're about to see that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda hold the same thing. Right in our Mishnah, what was Rabbi Yehuda's whole shita? That if you think pigle first, it's pigle no matter what. Meaning Tfos Lashon Rishon. Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah Timura holds Tfos Lashon Rishon. You always go by the first thought and you can't make it something else. And you see in the Mishnah that even where it's a case where it's pretty clear that you're not retracting, there's still a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Because if you say Kazayas Bachutz, Kazayas Lamach, Kazayas Bachutz Lizmano, and Kazayas Bachutz Lamkomo, there's still a machlokas there. So that's a kasha on you, Abaya. That's what Rabbi asked Abaya. Again, according to you, Abaya, in a case where it's clear that you're not retracting, you're telling me there's no machlokas. That's against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah has a case where it's clear you're not retracting, and there's still a machlokas. And we say Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda are really saying the same thing. Answers the Gemara, no. Amar Lei, in our Mishnah, maybe within a Shechita, it is considered, and you're allowed to look at it as one thought, and then afterwards another thought. You're allowed to split up the thoughts. So maybe it is a case of retraction. How do you split up the thoughts? It's all within one shechita. How do you split it up? Says the Gemara, Amar lei, mi savris eino l'shechita ela l'basof? Question, comma. Who says that we hold the machlokas that comes up elsewhere, that shechita is all looked at one moment in time. After you finish the shechita, that's the only crucial moment of the shechita. As you're doing it, nothing has been done yet until the last second. Is that how you look at shechita? No. Yeshna l'shechita mitchila v'atzof. Really, we look at shechita in halachic increments. Every moment of shechita, you're accomplishing a little more of the shechita, and a little more of the shechita, and a little more of the shechita, as you go through it. And therefore, u'mishnah seinu, you know what happens in our Mishnah? De'amar simin rishon chus lezmano, simin sheni chus lemkomo. When a shechita, you have to check two simanim, the two simanim of the two pipes in the animal's neck. And therefore, maybe you look at shechita A as two different stages, shechita part one, shechita part two, and therefore you had a problematic thought in part one, and not in part two. So don't compare the case of the Mishnah, which can be split up into two steps, to our case that's suggested of lachzos, which is all one big statement, which obviously he did not retract. So Abaya says, don't ask mikashas from the Mishnah. Rashi adds on an important point. If you say this is true, that we are saying that in the Mishnah, when Rabbi Yehuda says that it's pigle, even though you had a possible thought afterwards, it could even be pigle in pipe one, simon one, and pasul in pipe two, that's still called pigle, that assumes something that's going to come up later in the Masechta, which we've just become familiar with the phrase, mifaglin b'chatzi matir. What does that mean? What if if there's something that's being matir, like the shechita is being matir the achila, or is being matir to continue the avoda, what if I only have a problematic thought in half a matir, not in a whole matir? That's a machlokas later on. So the assumption of this Gemara is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're mefagel, you could have a pigle thought in half a matir, because you need two simanim. Here you only have a pigle thought in one simon. That's good enough. That's what Rashi says. That's what you see from the Gemara. You see the second wide line in Rashi. V'isle l'Rabbi Yehuda mifaglim b'chatzi matir. Right? It sounds like a strange phrase. What is that? What is that talking about? But now we know. Chati matir means if you have an avoda that's matir something. So if you only have a pickle thorn in half that avoda, is that good enough? So now that we're suggesting that it, just a pickle thorn in one siman is good enough, so that's assuming mefaglim b'chatzi matir. What about in half of a siman? If you say yeshon l'shchita mischila v'atzof, can't you split it up every second? So Tosfos says, no. Half a siman is nothing. Come on. Even if you say yeshon l'shchita mischila v'atzof, Tosfos says, in Dibur Maskil siman rishon, v'dafka siman echad, dahavi davar mesuyam, u'mefaglim b'chatzi matir. It's got to be, you got to have done something. You can't stop every second of your shechita. You have done a certain maisa. Avolam Amar Mashu Rishon Chutzlizmano Umashu Sheni Chutzlam Koma Lo Avi Pigal. No, if it's within one siman, come on. Even the Gemara says you can't do that. Even if we say that you can be mafagav b'chatzi matir, kivan d'lavi davar mesuyim, because it's not a specific act. You got to have one Maisa Mushlam. And one Sim is a Maisa Mushlam. That's halachically recognized. Even though every tiny little millimeter of a cut on the Simin, you don't look at it as a separate. You don't stop time so much. But at least one Simin is called a Chatzi Matir. Okay, let's go back to what we were talking about in the Gemara. So Gemara suggested, again, what was Abaye's Shita? Abaye's Shita was that even Rabbi Meir would agree that if it's a case where both Lashonos or both thoughts are within the same exact moment, and there's no possibility for a chazara, then even Rabbi Meir would agree, Rabbi Meir / Rabbi Yehuda, because we're putting them together, even they would agree that you look at them together, you don't look at the first thought separately. You don't say Tzfos Latzon Rishon. So he said, hey, what about Shechita? Isn't that considered one moment? The guy said, no, you can split up Shechita. The Gemara says, okay, what about the following case? Hare Kemitza. What about Kemitza? Can you split up a Kemitza? If I do the kemitza, I stick my hand into the flour, I'm a Kohen, and I wipe off the pinky and the thumb, I have the kemitza. Dechilach tzos dami, within a kemitza, is one avoda. You can't split up a kemitza like you could do shchita, upligi, and the Mishnah says in Menachos, the same exact Mishnah that we just had on Chav Tes Mabez, all about the pigle, different kind of cases, you have the same parallel Mishnah in Menachos. So you can't split up a kemitza. How do you split up a kemitza? So, but it says there that Rabbi Yehuda holds. If in the first half of the kemitza you think pigle, and the second half of the kemitza you think pasul, it's still pigle. But what do you mean? I thought Rabbi Yehuda / Rabbi Meir holds that if there's no possibility of chazara, that if it's all within one moment that you're thinking about it, then there is no machlokas, according to you, Abaya, who says mode Rabbi Meir. So how could there be a machlokas there? So like Mari answered, no, hasam nami, there too, that you could split it up. How can you split it up? Because the avoda of a carbon mincha isn't just the kemitza. There's also the burning of the kemitza. Shehikdir komets mincha chutzlazmano, the komets lavona chutzlum koma. When you burn, what's the avoda? If you remember by carbon mincha, you take the kemitza that the Kohen took out, he goes to the mizbeach, and he burns that on the mizbeach. And then he takes the lavona, the frankincense that's also added on, that the special spices that's added on with the mincha, and you burn that too. Once those two things are burned, then the Kohenim can eat the leftover flour from the carbon mincha. So you see, there could even be two avodas within a kemitza, because I think should there are matir matir the mincha, the flour chutzlazmano, and the levona chutzlam komo. So you see, you could even be split that way. So also no problem. Gemara says, one second. Hari komets de minchas chote de like a levona ba de apligi. What about the komets of a minchas chote? Frankincense is only used by a regular mincha, a mincha that's brought as an adava, right, as a voluntary carbon. But a mincha that's brought because of an aveira, what do you have in a mincha that's brought because of an aveira? At least two possibilities. Number one, sota brings a mincha sota, or the olav yoreds, the karbanas in Parshas Vayikra about Tumas Mikdash Vakadashav and Shavuos Ha'edus, where if you're very poor, you can bring flour. So any mincha that's brought because of a chait, we don't make it pretty. We don't make it mehudar, and therefore no frankincense, no oil, just plain flour. So there's no frankincense. So you see, don't they argue there too? The Gemara says, nope, mo pligi. They don't argue in that case. The case of the Mishnah in Menachos that's talking about mincha is not talking about a minchas chote. One more line. Amar Rav Ashi, din tipsalo and pligi. And even if you want to say they do argue there, I have a way to separate, to have two separate avodos. Pligi, not pligi, be psios. The walking, the halacha of the komets to the mizbeach, you could separate the steps. That's enough each one step is considered a maisa. You could think earlier, pigle thought, and later, apostle thought. That's good enough. That's better than, Tosfos says, half a simon. Right? What did the Gemara say before? One simon by shechita is considered a maisa, but less than half a simon is nothing. Every step of the way, the Gemara is saying, is enough of a maisa, misuyemes, to be called a separate act, and therefore, it is not a problem for the shita of Abaya. Period. So what do we do so far? What do we do so far on this Amud? We had a machlokes, let's keep it structured. Machlokes should be mayor and the Rabbanan. About whether you say tfos lashon rishon or not. Do you say the first thing a person says has halachic significance and you cannot retract on that, even tok the deeper possibly? That's the discussion of the rishonim. Part one. Part two, how far does that machlokas go? Machlokas Abaye and Rava. What if it's clear that you're not retracting, but you just couldn't get the words out at the same time? Because you said half of this should be this, half of this should be that. So it's clear, machlokas Abaye and Rava. So then we ask three questions, according to you, Abaye, who says that they would be mowed in that case, but what about these cases in the Mishnah here, or the Mishnah Menachas? It seems like even within one act, where you're not being chozer bo, there's still a machlokas. So Abaye was able to explain all of those, no, it's not one act. All of those can be split up. One simon, two simonim, the different steps of a carbon mincha. So Abaye is saved. So again, at this point, we still have a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. How far does Rabbi Meir / Rabbi Huda's shita go? Tfos lashon rishon. Okay, that is what where we are now. We're going to continue now, even though there's an important discussion in Tosfos here, because I want to make sure tomorrow the Amabez requires some time. So a discussion here is about the sugya of kol she'enu b'zachar zeh afilu b'basachar zeh. That's what Tosfos discusses here. If we have time at the end, we'll come back, but we'll leave it for now. Says the Gemara, Rav Simi bar Ashi Masni Kida Abaya, Rav Huna bar Nasan Masni Kida Rava. Machlokas later Amaram about what the other or early Amaram said. Kiasa Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, Rabbi Meir b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra, Rav Dimi said, as we have been assuming, Rabbi Meir goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah from Temura, who says that if I make this Temuras Ola, Temuras Shlamim, it's automatically a Temuras Ola. He goes like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who says, De Amar, Tfos Lashon Rishon. They both say, grab the first Lashon a person says. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Zeklal, our Mishnah, Im Machsheves Hazman Kadma, Machsheves Hamakom, Pigol, V'chayev Analav Kares. Even though we don't hold this way, we hold that Yakrev HaMatzer Kimitzvaso means the whole Avodah has to be perfect. You can't mess it up even after the Pigol. But Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's Pigol first, that's good enough. That, so Rav Dimi says that Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda should be put together. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, V'harabba bar bar chana amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba bar bar chana is going to argue on Rav Dimi. Rabba bar chana is going to say, no, there's a difference between Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. How? What did Rabba bar chana say? Ki magas lahu Rabbi Meir v'Rab Yossi bahadi adadi lo pligi. When you have Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi in front of you, when you get to them, you should know that they're not arguing. Says the Gemara, what? Below pligi, but below pligi. What do you mean? They're mefurish arguing. That's the mission we just had in Tamura. That's from Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir said you go by Tfos Lashon Rishon. Rabbi Yossi says no. Im lekachlas kav mitzchila. So they are arguing. What's the Gemara talking about? That they're not arguing. So the Gemara says no. This is what he meant. Amar le pligi b'may de pligi, velo pligi b'may de lo pligi. No, they argue about what they argue about, meaning limit their machlokas. They only argue about what they argue about explicitly. And they don't argue about what they don't argue about explicitly. In other words, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi is not a general machlokas about Tfos Lashon Rishon. And therefore we would link Rabbi Meir to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. No. Their machlokas is limited to a specific case in Maseches Temura, but it could be that Rabbi Meir argues with Rabbi Yehuda. Why does he say in that case Tfos Lashon Rishon? It's a specific machlokas about what we think he's thinking there, as the Gemara is about to explain. But don't put Rabbi Meir into the general camp of Rabbi Yehuda of as long as you thought Pigo first, Tfos Lashon Rishon. No. They only argue about what they argue about explicitly. What they don't argue about, don't put that onto Rabbi Meir Shita. To Amar Rabbi Yisrael bar Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan. As follows. Because Rabbi Yochanan said as follows. Hakol modim. Everybody. Meaning, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi both agree. Hecha de Amar tachul zeh. V'yachar kach tachul zeh. If they say, I want this Kedusha to be Chal first, and then I want this Kedusha to be Chal on the Karban, Divrei Hakol lo chayla. Everybody agrees that it's not Chal, because once I make a Karban Kadosh, I can't change it. So that, everybody agrees. I want this animal first to be an Ola, and then I want it to be a Shlamim. That's meaningless. Of course it's an ola. And lo tachuzu ela imkein tachalazu. And also the other way. If I say, I only want these kedushas to be chal at the same time, together. I only want this. And if not, nothing. So then debir kol chayla. Then everybody agrees that it's both chal. That both chal is half and half, and then you have to let it get a mum, and then sell the damim, and buy half and half. So that's not a machlokas. If his intentions are clear, it's not a machlokas. Ki pligi. The machlokas is in this case because we're not sure what he meant. But it's not a general machlokas about tfos lashon rishon. But ki pligi, what's the machlokas? Here, to Amar. Tmuras ola, tmuras shlomim. Right? Our case of the Mishnah is, he said this case. I want that to be a tmuras ola, tmuras shlomim. Rabbi Meir Sava, Rabbi Meir says, mi dahavi le lemeimar tmuras ola vishlomim. Because he could have said the word tmuras ola vishlomim, leaving out the second word tmura. He could have just said the word tmuras ola vishlamim. The amar tmuras ola tmuras shlamim. But instead he said the whole phrase tmuras ola tmuras shlamim. You know what that tells me? Shma mina meheder kahadarbe. It must be he's retracting. Because he said the whole phrase tmuras shlamim. It must be he's retracting. So, Mayor, that's why it has to be tmuras ola. Not because I say in general tfos lashon rishon, but specifically here because he could have said something shorter. If he would have said, what do you see from this line? If he would have said, even according to Rabbi Meir, Tmuras Ola Vishlamim, then it would be half and half. That's against Rav Dimi, who put Rabbi Meir with Rabbi Yehuda. That's already the Machlokas. Rabbi Barachan, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, argues in Rav Dimi, because Rabbi Meir has not put Rabbi Yehuda from right here. We're going to finish the whole Brisa, but we already have the proof. The Rabbi Meir would have said Tmuras Ola Vishlamim, it's half and half. It's only because we think he's retracting, but he added on the extra word. V'Rabbi Yossi, and what does Rabbi Yossi say? What does Rabbi Yossi say half and half here? E amar Tmuras Ola Vishlamim. No, Rabbi Yossi says this is what went through the guy's mind. If I would say Tmuras Ola Vishlamim, Hava Amina Palga Tmuras Ola Upalga Tmuras Shlamim, then he thinks that the Chachamim are going to think this animal should be half and half, and if an animal has half and half kedushas aguf, then an animal is never going to be hukrav. Because if it is half of kedushas aguf of a shlamim and half of kedushas aguf of an ola, then it's finished. It's kedusha ve'ena kreva, as Rashi calls it here, based on other gemaras. And therefore, the guy doesn't want to say tmuras ola vishlamim because he thinks then he's basically saying my animal will never be hukrav. So lahachi amar, that is why he says, mistakenly, but that's why he says tmuras ola v'tmuras shlamim. Why does he say that? Lameimra, because he thinks tekula ola v'kula shlamim havi. If an animal is fully an ola and fully a shlamim, it's better than being half an ola and half a shlamim. That's what he thinks. But that's why he says all in all. So what do we say? We say, well, what he really meant, what he wanted to do half and half. That's why we say his words at the Rav Kayamin. We wait till it gets a mum, and then we sell it, and we use the damim. But specifically, it's impossible to have an animal that's all and all and all the shlamim. So therefore, we interpret his words. But what do you see from this whole description of the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi? It's a specific case. If a person says tmuras ola tmuras shlamim, what do we think went through his mind? But really, both of them hold that tmuras ola vishlamim, if you would have said that, then it's half and half. They don't hold tfos lashon rishon. They both can be against Rabbi Yehuda. So asks Abaya, this is all Abaya's question, right? We start off the Amud, Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, don't you see from this whole discussion that Rabbi Meir does not line up with the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah? So, answer, Amalei, who am I lo pligi, vanam a pligi. Okay, we argue. Right, Isa Rav Dimi says that I think that they do line up. So Rav Rachana kind of thinks they don't line up? Okay, so we are allowed to argue, period. So, machlokas, we end up having machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds in our Mishnah, just l'sakeim, up till now. Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds in our Mishnah, tfos lashon rishon. If you think pigel first, that works, and it's pigel, even if you mess it up afterwards. And Rabbi Meir Shita, machlokas, what he holds. Rav Dimi thinks Rabbi Meir is just like Rabbi Yehuda, tfos lashon rishon. And Rabbi Barachan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, thinks, no, Rabbi Meir doesn't hold that way. He has a specific machlokas here in Masechas Temura about what was going through the guy's mind. But don't put this shita with Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, next. Amar Ula. Got to spend a lot of time on the pashup shot of the Gemara today to make sure it's clear in our heads. Amar Ula v'tamer aboshia. Efshir yadin chavrin bavla. Do you think our Babylonian friends know the proper pshat of our Mishnah? What's the proper shot of our Mishnah? Before we even ask the question, just a word of introduction. Okay, this is a word of introduction. Will help us understand the rest of the Amud. There are three phrases or kinds of questions that we could use relating to our Mishnah. Remember, our Mishnah spoke about pigul and another problematic thought. Rabbi Yehuda always says, think pigul first, and then you think pasul, it's okay. But as we alluded to already, but the Gemara is going to say clearly here, if both of those thoughts are too integrated and they really mesh together, then pigul never really had a chance to take effect before the problematic thought came. So if, like the Gemara says, if I thought during Shechita a pigul thought, and I thought during Zrika a pasul thought, that's fine. Then Rabbi Yehuda says pigul takes effect. But what if I link the thoughts in any way? If I link the thoughts in any way, then maybe Reb Yehuda might admit pigul never got a chance to get off the ground. And even though he thought pigul first, it's still not pigul. What are the three cases? There are three cases the Gemara is going to talk about. Let's go through from the most separate language to the most together language. And just keep these three in mind, and just these three through Lashonos, the Gemara, the rest of the Amud will be fine. The most separate language is Kizayis, Kizayis. That's what the Gemara thinks. When I think Kizayis Bachutz Lasmano, Kizayis Bachutz, I don't link them at all, even with a Vav. I think Kizayis Michutz Lasmano, Kizayis Bachutz. That's one language, the most separate language. Then one step up, one closer link is Kizayis Chutzlazmano Vikizayis Chutzlamkomo with a Vav. Ah, maybe there Rabbi Yehuda will say, oh, it's not pigul yet, I'm sorry. You link the pigul didn't have a chance to get off the ground because you link them. Kizayis Chutzlazmano Vikizayis Chutzlamkomo. And then you have the third, the most connected language, which you only use one word, kizayis. Kizayis chutz lizmano, chutz lemkomo. You don't even say a second word, kizayis. Right? So that, lashon, is the most linked. So, Rabbi Yehuda, if there's any case that Rabbi Yehuda will agree it's not pigo, it's the third case. Those are the languages we're going to assume. A, B, and C. We're just going to call them A, B, and C. A is the most separate language. Kizayis, Kizayis. B, the second language, which is a little more integrated. Kizayis, Vikizayis. There's a little more of a reason where Rabbi Yehuda might not say it's pigle, where he might not say it's pigle at most, is Lashon 3. Kizayis, Chutz Lizmano, Chutz Lemkomo. Right? It's all one word of Kizayis. So once, if you have that clear in our heads, those three Lashonos, then the Gemara now flows. So here we go. Back to the Gemara's question. Ula asks, what is the proper pshat of our Mishnah? So it's not a Girsa question. The Panami Iris points out. He's not asking about the Girsa question. He's asking about the pshat of the Mishnah. Kizayis Kizayis Tanan, O Kizayis Vikizayis Tanan. When Rabbi Yehuda says his shita about it's pigle first, and that's good enough, did he say that only by a case of Kizayis Kizayis, where it's some separate Lashon, or even if he says Kizayis Vikizayis Tanan, meaning the Gemara is not going to explain the question. Kizayis Kizayis Tanan, did he mean it when he says Kizayis Chus Lizmano, and Kizayis Chus Lemkomo, Aval Kizayis Vikizayis, Divrei HaKol Erev Machshavos Have, but if he used the Vav to connect, then that's connecting the thoughts, and Pigel didn't have enough time to get off the ground, and therefore it's all mixed up, and even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's not pigul. O Dilma, or should I say, Kizayis Vikizayis Tanan? Or is the Mishnah saying that Rabbi Yehuda says his Shita even with a Vav? Kizayis Vikizayis Tanan. Dil Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Pratahave. Pratahavi means it's separate pratim. It's separate details. Vikoshakin Kizayis Kizayis. And if he says it's pigol, if he uses a vav, surely if he doesn't use a vav, because that's a more separate language. That's the Shaila. Ula asked. And Ula didn't even ask about the third Lashon, which is the most connected. But we're going to get to that in a second. But that's Rabbi Ula's question. Should the Mishnah be understood with a Vav or not? So Tashma, Tabamine Levi Me Rebbe, Chishiv Lecho Kizayis Lomacher, Bachutz Mahu. So Levi asks Rebbe, the most connected Lashon. Right? What about if he says Kizayis, and we're going to be Medayik from this whole story, what do you say our Mishnah is with a Vav or not? Chishiv Lecho Kizayis Lomacher, Bachutz Mahu. The most connected Lashon. Does Rebbe Yehuda say Yeshita even there? Amar Lei, Zu Shaila. Rebbe says, that's a great question. Thank you for asking. And what's the answer, though? Erev Machshavos Have. It's Erev Machshavos, meaning there Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's not pigul. in that most extreme connected lashon. Amar lefanav Reb Shimon b'Rebbe. Reb Shimon then asks his father Rebbe, "What do you mean it's a great kasha? Lo mishnah seinui? It's our mishnah. What are you giving a compliment for? It's a great question. It's our mishnah. Lechol kizayis bachutz kizayis lamachar kizayis lamachar kizayis bachutz bechati zayis bachutz bechati zayis lamachar kichati zayis lamachar kichati zayis bachutz. In all the cases of our mishnah, they used a separate word for each one. Kizayis this, kizayis that, kizayis this, kizayis that. So pasul ve'ein bo kares. In all those cases, it's pasul. There's no kares." So ha'idach, surely if it's all one phrase, if the Mishnah is the whole discussion is where there are two phrases, that's where there's a machlokas. So if there's all one phrase, only one word kizayis, ha'idach, erev machshavos avi. It's surely an erev machshavos. So that means a great kasha. It's explicitly against, it's a diya from our Mishnah. Not such a great question. So Amarle, Rebbe answers his son, no, you don't understand. Hu sha'al bi davar chachma? He know, Levi asked me a great kasha, v'atamar mishnah seinu. And you said it's a mishnah? You're both right. Why? Because I taught you the mishnah different than I taught everybody else the mishnah. Lidi dach da asnisach tarti. According to you who I taught both. What's both? I taught you the mishnah, that the mishnah is including both cases, kizayis kizayis and kizayis vikizayis. So according to you, obviously, if two cases are in the Mishnah out of three, then the third case, your medayik, is specifically not in the Mishnah. Lo kasha lecha, diladidei, lo asni elachada. But according to him, I only taught him the Mishnah in one case. I taught him kizayis kizayis, the most separate lashon. Vishamin l'rabbanan, and he heard the rabbis extending it to kagarsi tarti. They extended it to kizayis vikizayis. Visavar, and he thought to himself, why are they extending it? Didi dafka is my case dafka. It's dafka kizayis kizayis. Viditu erev machshavos havi. But really, in their case with the vav, it would be an erev machshavos. It would not be called pigal according to Rebbe Yehuda. Odilma, or didu dafka, or are they right? Maybe their version of the Mishnah is right, even with the vav, and therefore, and ledidi shiri shirely. And Rebbe just happened to leave out that case with me. And if they left one out for me, they left out kizayis vikizayis for me, so maybe them too. He left out even the most extreme case of only one word of kizayis, and that's why I'm asking the question. So now the Gemara just explains basically what I said outside. The hey asne, what did Rebbe teach Levi? So, Ilema, Kizayis, Vikizayis, Asnei, if he already taught him both cases, Kizayis, Vikizayis, which is the middle Lashon. So, Hailaf, Shiurahu. That's not a Shiur. He didn't leave anything out. Because he said the two cases of Kizayis, Kizayis, and Kizayis, Vikizayis. Ella, Kizayis, Kizayis, Asnei. So, it must be he taught him Kizayis, Kizayis, that case, and he left out, therefore, two cases. Fine. We didn't finish the discussion yet. Well, at the end of the discussion, we'll have the proof. Viti, one more minute. Viti, Barley, Kizayis, Vikizayis. So if Levi, right, Levi was the one that asked the question, the good question? Yes. Levi, if he only was taught one thing, kizayis kizayis, so why did he ask the most extreme case of kizayis michusas mana bachutz? Why didn't he ask the middle case? Kizayis vikizayis. So savar, iboy minechada de shamana tarti. No, he says, no, I'm going to ask him one question, which will be mashma, which will get me two answers. Why? De beina kizayis vikizayis. If I ask the middle washon, kizayis vikizayis, so then hanicha, I amar li klalam. Then if he tells me that kizayis vikizayis, it's klal, meaning it's one integrated washon, so then kol shagen kizayis lamacha bachutz. Surely in the more extreme, language 3, language C, that surely is a case where it would not be pigel. It would be Eir Parshios. Ela I amar li prata. But if he answers me, if I ask Kizayis v'Kizayis, he says to me that specific details, and therefore it would be pigel, akati, I would still have the question of Kizayis l'machar b'chutz, kami b'ile. So then I would still have the other questions. That's why I only asked the most extreme case. So the Gemara says, one second, Ihachi hashanami. But because what did Levi say? If I'm not going to get a complete answer if I ask case number 2, kizayis v'kizayis. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Even if you ask case number 3, you wouldn't get a perfect answer. Hashtanami, hatenach. Now that he, what did he ask? He asked case 3, kizayis b'chutz l'machar. I'm sorry, Kazayis Lamachar Bachutz. So Hatinachi Amarle, Kazayis Lamachar Bachutz. If he asked him, it's good that he asked him the most extreme Lashon. If he would have answered him, Prata, if he would have answered him, even in that most extreme integrated Lashon case, if he says even there, Rabbi Yehuda holds its pigol, Kalshikin Kazayis Vikazayis. Then he would know the answer about case number two. If he gives the answer that even this case is considered specific details, so surely the middle case. Ela'i amarle klala. But if he says, in that case, in the third most extreme integrated lashon case, klala, that it's all, it would not be pigol according to Rabbi Yehuda, then akati kazayis v'kazayis mi bo'ele. Then he would still have the lashon, the question on the middle case of kazayis v'kazayis, because he only would have the answer to case number C, but not to case B. So why, asked the Gemara, did Levi ask about language 3 and not about language 2? If it's true that he only had language 1 in the Mishnah, which the Gemara is assuming. The Gemara says, in either way, if he would get an answer in one direction, he would have the answer to both questions. If he'd get an answer in the other direction, he wouldn't have the answer in the other to both questions. So why is one better than the other one? So the Gemara says, Im kein mersach rasach. No, says Levi, and this is why it was a great question. Levi says to himself, my question will leave no doubt. Why? Because if, I'm going to ask the most extreme Lashon. If he answers me, Prata, even that is considered specific details, then I know the answer to both questions. Because if even the most integrated question is pickle separate, then I know the language too. But if he answers me, Klala, then I'm going to see if he gets angry at me when he gives the answer. If he gets angry at me when he gives the answer saying that this Klala, this most extreme case is considered integrated, if he gives it to me in an anger, then I'll know that even the middle case has the same din. Because why are you asking me about this case? This case also has the same din. If he doesn't get angry at me, then I'll realize that the middle case is Prata and only this case is Klala. So that's why he only asked the third case. Im kein, mersach rasach. I'll see if he gets angry. Hashta kezayiska, kezayis klala. If the middle case would be called in integrated lashon, and Rabbi Yehuda would not allow pigol in that case, kezayis lamachar bachutz mi boy, surely, what are you asking me that case for? So Levi thinks to himself, no, I'm going to ask this case. And that's why Rabbi said it's a great kasha. Because he asked, I only taught him case language 1. He asked me about language 3. Ah, he's a chacham. Because if he would have asked language 2, he wouldn't have gotten every answer to every question. But now, he asked me about case 3 because he knew exactly to get the answer. But if you look in Rashi, Rashi explains, based on the Sol Maskana, but what do you see? The Mishnah was taught to Levi only Kezayis, Kezayis. But what was it taught to the friends? Kezayis, Vikezayis. So that's the answer to the original question. The Rabbi Yehuda Shita is at least also about Kezayis Vikezayis. Levi's question to Rabbi was, what about language 3? The answer was, that is a case of Eruv Parshios. Rabbi Yehuda would agree. If you only use one word Kezayis in your phrase, it's not Eruv Machshavos. I'm sorry, Eruv Machshavos, not Eruv Parshios. Sanhedrin Daf Beis. Eruv Machshavos. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would agree there it's not pigol in language 3, even though it is pigol, enough separated in language 1 and language 2. Okay, period. We'll stop here. Again, the Gemara sounded like a lot of words, but if you go through it a couple of times, it flows. Just as long as you have those three Lashonos clear, then the Gemara just flows clearly to figure out exactly what Lashon Rabbi Yehuda agrees with and what Lashon he argues with. Okay, everybody should have a good Shabbos, and Rabbi Hashem will continue with the third Perek. On Sunday. On Sunday, Hashem will also get back to next Sunday, on Sunday, the Sefer HaMitzvos, but the Parsha Hashem should be up. Parsha should be up, hopefully. Again, I gave up north on Wednesday. Okay.